Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. And you can see us live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Just search 95.7 The Game and make sure to subscribe.
Let's freaking go! This is the summit! Man, you should be here. This particular summit.
We need to get this man a t-shirt.
Talk about turnovers. My God, catch the rock. For crying out loud. This summit is already leading the charge from all summits in terms of people throwing things at each other. This is phenomenal.
We need to get the boss a t-shirt cannon.
Yes.
That's what we need.
We've got our own little mini, like, Warriors hype crew firing stuff at them. I'm doing it. I'm throwing little Warrior basketballs at people. I put a hat on a baby earlier about 10 minutes ago.
Man.
Right? Shirts are getting thrown. Y'all need to be here. This is good. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill for the 2025-26 Warriors Season Summit.
Bring your baby, for crying out loud.
Bring your baby.
My baby's on the way.
I know your baby's on the way, which is going to be fantastic.
Although she tells me now she's not a baby anymore.
Well, that's true.
She's three.
That's true.
There you go.
Well, if your baby can get up and run away, she ain't a baby.
Fair enough.
And your baby can run away.
And we got babies here. We got toddlers. We got adults acting like toddlers.
Yes.
We got it all here.
The age range is large, and we're having a ton of fun with it. So come on out here and join us. It's the Warriors Summit. Hope you enjoyed listening to Steve Kerr there for about a half hour or so. Indeed, our special guest is about 10 minutes away. He's tall, so that's about to happen. We still need to fade the Dibbers today.
Yeah. Yep, the pick is in.
The Broncos and the Raiders. The Broncos are a big old fancy favorite.
Yep.
So we'll do that at the end of the hour. And then we're 55 minutes away from the rest of the crew sitting up here with us. Steiny, Goo, Shasky, Spadoni. I hope all four of you are listening on your way in. We want you to drive safe, and we can't wait to see you. So we love these days. We're having fun already, and we are just getting started. Now, one of the things we might talk out here as a group, I kind of want to bring to the fold now, and it's this. We're only 9 games in, but for a summit, that's kind of fun for us because we tend to do these either before the season starts or after it's already over. Now we're kind of mid-season. I know we're not mid-season, but we've got something to react to. So based on these first 9 games, what's something you really like that you see and then something that really concerns you so far?
What I like that I've seen is that at their best, they can be the best. And when they have everybody healthy and everybody's humming and you've got depth, and if it's Kuminga as your fourth best player, and whether or not it's Pods or Will Richard or GP2 or whoever your bench guys are, Buddy Hield and whatnot, when you are at your best, you can be the best. That's what makes me feel really good about this year. What makes me feel a little bit hesitant or concerned is that I don't think that you're going to be at your best very often. Whether or not you're tired, and Steve Kerr said it, going out of that road trip, you know, boy, they're tired. You've played seven games, and they were tired. And then you had a game last night where Steph couldn't play, illness, Jimmy bad back, Draymond, a rib. One of my various ribs apparently is hurt. And so when you don't have your best, I think that you're a lottery team. So for me, at your best, yeah, you're amazing. At your not your best, I'm concerned.
Can we play with the schedule thing a little bit?
Yeah, and sure.
Actually, the audience that's here, I'd love to throw this out to you. Do you guys, this is a yes or no question, do you buy the idea that to start the season, the schedule has been disadvantageous for the Warriors? Who says yes?
Yes.
Round of applause, yes. All right. And who says that's a whiny excuse? Dan Dibley.
I just was trying to portray that for the audience.
That's fascinating, and I get that these are Warrior faithful. I fully understand that. But typically, when we have that conversation 9 games into a season, I tend to hear, at least put it this way, that was proof alone right there that life and social media are not the same. Because if I had put that on Twitter, you know exactly what would happen. All the responses would be like, are you kidding me? 9 games in, and you want to pay me between $25 and $50 million? I think I could take a flight to Milwaukee and make it home okay. But I keep hearing, like in these situations, I like to lean on the people who have actually lived this. And Steve Kerr is one of them. And cousin Nick Friedell was on with the Morning Guys today and was talking about this, and he said in all of his years covering the league that he thinks this is about as tough as he's ever seen it for a team to start a season. I buy what Steve says too, which is that every team gets their bad spot on a schedule.
Right.
Maybe the Warriors is just right out of the gate. But if we're going to buy that collectively, well, then we need to kind of run that through our concern level at 5-4, don't we?
We do, but I want everybody in here, and if you can hear my voice, I want you to go ahead and mark it down, because starting on January 2nd, they have 11 games. All 11 are in California. 10 are at home. So bring that same energy about, so in that 11-game stretch, if they go 5-6, I don't want to hear any of you talking about, well, you know, they were so taxed early. The schedule giveth and the schedule taketh away.
No, that's fair.
And in January,
yeah, that's
you've
fair.
Got 3 weeks where you don't have to leave the state. So suffer now, fatten up later. And when we get to that spot, I don't want to hear about how tired you are or about the schedule. That's all I'm saying,
And
Mark.
I don't think you will.
I bet you we will.
Why? Why would you?
Because, oh, boy, the gauntlet of, Atlanta and Portland, those two teams.
No one's going to say that.
I mean, the back-to-backs you had to play early, they really took a lot out of this older team.
Well, look.
I just want to make sure everyone brings the same energy then as they do now. That's all I'm saying.
It's completely fair. I don't think anybody is going to say that. Now, what we don't know is when we get to January, who's healthy? What does the team look like? That's why I never love looking ahead. You know, we did this with the Niners all year. Oh, let's play the schedule game. They've got an easy schedule. It's like, all right, well, what if I had told you preseason when you did the schedule game that 9 games in, Brock Purdy will have played 2 of them, Ricky Pearsall will have played 4 of them, George Kittle will have only played 4 of them, Fred Warner will only have played 4 of them, Nick Bosa will only play 3 of them. If I had told you that, then you would have been like, I don't even know if they're going to win a game.
Well, even beyond that, like, for the schedule purposes, like, Carolina's got a winning record, and Chicago is threatening a winning record. So the schedule part of it, Jacksonville's better than we thought. Chicago's better. Carolina's better. So the schedule part of it, yes. I just think about the early schedule, and it's brutal. There's no way to deny it. A lot of road games, a lot of back-to-backs, and that's not great. It's unfortunate. But you do get to a spot in January where you should be able to fatten up on. And if you want to look at the teams they play, you don't play a lot of great teams, and you have all of them at home. So suffer now and thrive later. That's all I'm saying.
No, I think that's fair. And I think, though, it also should kind of run through our mind if midway through November it's a 500 team or something like that. Like, don't panic. I'm not saying that what happened in Milwaukee and Indiana last week is okay. It's not. You can't do that a lot. You did it there. It's a bummer. You move on. You try to recover later, steal a couple that you weren't supposed to get. But I don't think November is panic month for this team. Here's how I'd answer it real quick, because we're getting close to bringing our special guest up. But the number one thing I would say, I wanted to use the word depth. What do I like so far? I wanted to use the word depth, and I do like that, but I think it's kind of a boring answer. Let's just talk about it. I like Jonathan Kuminga. And I have freely admitted openly over and over that I did not think, certainly this early, we would see someone who really just said, okay, I adopt how you want me to play, and I'm going to do it. And we're seeing that. And there are still mistakes. There are still tightening of the screws needed. But he is threatening to really become that young, bouncy third option that this team clearly needs. And if those screws do get tightened, damn, watch out in the second half of the year.
Yeah, for sure. And health assumed, as always with any team, but especially this team, I believe, where, you know, right now you've got 12 of your first 17 on the road, and it's a bit of a gauntlet, and now you've got the chef who's got the flu. So, you know, you've got a situation where, you know, you're in a real tight spot with the health and welfare of Steph Curry. Jimmy's got the back and all the rest of it. So, really, the first 17, survive it. If you're 8-9, 9-8, whatever you are, that's fine. You know the schedule will get easier in the second half.
And the thing I would say that concerns me is defense, because I think that'll get better, but you do still see a lot of the other players, the top players on the other team, kind of going off and having a little bit too easy of a run to the rim. But more on that idea of defense in just a moment. We're talking out Warrior basketball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of things you can count on,
yeah,
and speaking of defense, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Adonal Foyle! Yeah. Hey!
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 Adonnell Foyle!
Thank you for being here, Adonnell Foyle.
I couldn't have you guys come into my neighborhood and I don't show up, you know?
Look at you!
I didn't know you were out here!
Don't tell nobody. No.
Yeah, what's your address, Adonnell?
I'm caught off guard because I just saw you on TV on Check Please Bay Area, which I don't know if you guys know that. It's a KQED show where three people go to restaurants, and it was Festus Azili, it was Trace Jackson Davis, and Adonnell Foyle. So I got goosebumps. I'm by an actual restaurateur here.
There you go. You know, I mean, food is like one of the most important thing, I think, besides, you know, playing basketball at the NBA level, because I remember, you know, JJ and I, my last few years in the league, we almost went to every restaurant in every city. So food is a constant part of what we do, and especially having late night options after a game.
Yeah, exactly right. I think they agree with you here at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. The food's good, right? We all doing good? No, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome to have you here. We do want to talk a little Warrior basketball. 9 games in. What do you see? What do you think?
Well, I think for me, we know that this team, the way it's built, we want to see what the Warriors is going to be 3-4 months from now. We know we have the pedigree, we have the talent, we have an aging cohort that needs time. So to me, the game plan is a very simple game plan. How do we endure until the end of the season and ensure that, you know, the guys that we have play as minimum amount of minutes as possible so that they can be there for the end? Which means that for me right now, what's happening with Kuminga and the younger guys, that's the most important thing that you can ask for, is for an opportunity for them to play significant minutes, make as much mistake as they need to make now, and really get that. Just take a player like I think Kuminga. When you think about a player who developed the game very late, the last thing that comes, as somebody who has done the same thing, you know, starting the game at 15, the last thing that comes for a player like that is a tactical ability, the ability to assess, to dunk shift, to go from fifth back down to three, going back up to, you know, to four. That kind of thing takes a little bit longer. So you now seeing him, understanding that, you now seeing him, instead of going to A to B, he may dunk shift, he may go to a little bit zigzag. That's the kind of thing that time takes. And the more time he gets on the floor, the better he's going to be down the stretch.
Is it even harder for Jonathan on a night like last night, where now you have to kind of be in fifth gear the whole time because now you're not the only guy, but you're kind of the guy? Is that a tougher adjustment for him without Steph and Jimmy to suddenly get back into that mode?
It will be, but I think part of the maturity of Jonathan Kuminga is the understanding that you don't have to be that option. So what I want him to get into the habit of thinking is that the game is a bit more easier than you think it is. And the older you get, the more you understand that simplicity. So a layup, you take the layup 100 times if it's available. You don't take another shot just because they let you take it. You put, enforce your will on the other side. That's a learned kind of response, right? Veterans do that better because they understand that when you have somebody in a grind, you keep you keep your foot and the gas.
You know, you hear Steve Kerr still talking about Jonathan's decision making.
Right.
He's come back this year. It's clearly better.
Right.
Like, he's clearly finally picking up what Jimmy Butler's talking about, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr. It still might need some tightening of the screws, especially when you see a game like last night where he's in more of a lead role. But you just referenced kind of your history and picking the game up late. Like, what is the right way to look at his career arc? Because he's not a rookie, but
right,
he's still such a kid at the same time.
So if you think about Steph Curry, right, Steph has been learning basketball from probably before he was born.
Right.
so by the time that he's 5, you have the skill acquisition and all of the different and the mindset, right, that's done. So most guys, tactically, they start developing that skill around college, right? When you're Jonathan, when you're me, you study at 15. I was learning all the way through college. So now you're in the NBA, and these guys are really good. So you have one speed, and you want to go 100 miles an hour. The problem is going 100 miles an hour, you're not as effective. You have to be able to go 50, then get to 75, and then get to 100 on your own terms when you think. But that takes a certain amount of patience, a certain amount of maturity, and that's the last thing for a guy developing his game with a mindset. That's the last thing that comes into play.
And beyond the mindset of Jonathan Kuminga, and Adonnell Foyle is here with Willard Willard and Dibs 95% of the game. I'm thinking about the schedule, and I mentioned to Mark, like, the early schedule, a lot of road, a lot of back-to-back, a lot of difficulty. As a veteran, how much are you able to just kind of bide your time and understand that you'll be able to fatten up maybe a little bit later in the year?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think Steve has been very good at, and we have a history, which is to take all the players and play them with being judicious and really have them there, right? But you want the young guys to be on fire. You want them to go out. You don't mind losing a game. What you want is to see improvement from game to game. You want to see improvement in terms of rebounding, in terms of defense, in terms of how you protect the paint, diving for loose ball, you know, deflections. What you want to see is not necessarily the ball is going to fall into the basket. We know that that's going to come with time. They're going to shoot better. But what we want to see is the effort. And I think defense, when we talk about defense, it's like that's all effort. What it requires is you have to sell out and display. You need to close out to the three-point line knowing that the guy may drive and then the other guy have to help. That's when you say, you know, strength in numbers. What you're saying is that we all have to be on the same page. And the more you're on the same page, the easier the game tend to be. And that takes a little longer for younger guys.
Donald Foyle with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. We're at the Warriors Summit. And everybody here at Jack's Restaurant and Bar, I want you to know this. You know what you're looking at right here? This is a man who, let me count him up. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 times in his career, he played more than 75 games in the NBA season. Right?
Load management.
Like, what a thought, right?
I mean, do you need some water, Donald? Oh, my God.
Sip of coffee, please.
Something, man.
We know we're not going to put the toothpaste back in the tube, but do you, as someone who played in the other NBA, do you kind of buy what Steve Kerr's been saying lately, that it's like floor coverage is different, pace is different? It is acceptable that these guys need to sit out sometimes for no reason.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that one of the things that we don't do a very good job as athletes, we lie, right? We don't tell.
Non-athletes do that too, Donald.
We just don't tell people our day-to-day. I remember one time, like, I was playing in a game, and it was against Don Nelson, and they find out that, you know, they put, like, my fingers were broken. The both of them were tied together like this. And Don Nelson sent his players into the game, and he basically tell them to just squeeze that finger all night. By the time I got out of the game, my finger was this big. I could not play or catch the ball. The point that I'm making is that if you go through an NBA season, it is impossible to find a player by February that is not hurt. You just don't know the many injuries they have because we lie about it. We don't tell you because when we tell you, you're going to try to, like, strategize against it. So we don't have that insight. The point I'm making is we do know the older a player get, the longer you play this game, it's just diminishing returns. So the question becomes, how do you preserve your player the best you can and still being respectful for the game? Because when somebody, you know, pays money to go to a game, they should be able to see the player they go there to see. Under some extraordinary circumstances, we should take it really seriously that most people don't get to go to a game every day. So when they do get to go to a game, they should see the most high-caliber game. But I think we could do a job and then say, look, yes, we can worry about Steph Curry. We can worry about the 14 guys, but we have to do a mix. And what we could do is to have more transparency so people know what's happening ahead of time.
Yeah, and for you, when you played, load management was just guarding Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Exactly. I mean, literally, it's like going around and be like, I can't walk, my knees hurt, my back hurt, but you have a back-to-back, so get to work.
Yeah, back-to-back.
And the back-to-back involved Big Country, Patrick Ewing, Kim Olajuwon.
Shaq, whatever. The only thing is you probably didn't have to guard 1 through 5, but you're guarding some of these, like, all-time centers. So I wonder if there's a solution, though, O'Donnell. Like, Steve Kerr has come out and said, you know, 72 games would be the sweet spot, but they're not going to cut games. So do teams have no choice but to do it the way they're doing it?
I think that the choice is, and I've had this conversation, I have been in a high part of the union as the first vice president of the union, and I have approached players. There's just too many games in the season, and the question becomes, like, everybody agreed, management, players, everybody agreed there's too many games. Nobody wants to give up any money at any games.
Right.
Right.
So right. You simply can't have it both ways. If we agree that there are too many games, what we have to do is to find a solution, and it will take the players and the owners sitting down and really thinking about what is best for the game, the best quality of the game. You and I could agree that back-to-back games should be limited because they're terrible, right? Like, by any metric, when you look at a back-to-back game, it's not as good as the right. first game, right? So we should try to limit that as a sport. So we have to look at, could we condense the season? Could we extend it? So those are the kind of conversation, but it's not going to happen until people are willing to say, look, for the betterment of the game, we have to make decision that makes our game more interesting than in a position where we have to say, okay, we need to play games early in order to get more people interested so that we'll get it more interesting at the end, right? So I think, like, the what's the number? I don't know what that number is, but I think that there's a conversation that needs to be had.
It would be as if, it would be like NFL players playing a game 4 days after they had just played a game.
They would never do that.
You would never play a football game on a Thursday night, would you, O'Donnell?
The pick is in, by the way.
You would never do that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, I think we would all love to hear from you. And now, by the way, you look great. Happy 50th birthday.
Thank
earlier
you.
This
whoa,
year.
Whoa.
Earlier
thank
this
you.
Year.
O'Donnell yeah. foiled.
But don't tell
50.
Nobody.
No, I won't tell anyone other than our audience. But just
man.
So, like, while we're talking about age, mm-hmm. how realistic do you think this is, what the Warriors are trying to do with a core at this age?
Man, I think that this is, like, in sports, it's worth it, right? It's realistic, be damned, right? So the thing about sports, the thing about Steph Curry, the thing about, you know, what we love about our game is that we go in with the expectation, win or lose, we want to put on a hell of a show. And if you ask Steph Curry in the next 2 years, you know, what he wants to do, the thing he would tell you is, like, it's not like he wants to play in the playoff or play in the finals. Of course he does. But what he would tell you is that I want a chance to shock the world, right? Every player at every caliber, that's what you want. I want to be healthy and give me a chance and let me see what I can do. Ask that of LeBron, ask that of Steph, ask that of any great player. To me, it's like that is the right. The next 2 years, they have 2 years to see what they can do. And boy, it's going to be bumpy. It's going to be crazy. But I want to see every second of it. I don't care what you get, because that's, at the end of the day, what sports is about is the ride.
Thank you so much for
O'Donnell
taking
Foyle.
A ride over here.
O'Donnell
Foyle.
Man.
What a treat to get to talk to you, man. Thank
yes.
you so much
thanks,
for doing
guys.
It. Thank you so much for doing it. O'Donnell Foyle right here at the Summit at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We are 30 minutes away from the rest of the crew joining us up here, but not done yet. Much more on the Warriors and the pick. The pick from Dan Dibley coming off of a 1-3 week?
2-2.
Two and two. You're right.
Thank you.
Two and two. All right, but a fresh week starts tonight. Broncos, Raiders, the pick is around the corner. The Summit continues. All the guys will be up here shortly. From Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, this is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.